Playoffs? We'll talk about playoffs. Playoffs?
You got barbecue back there? Hurt my feelings.
I'm here with my family.
You kidding me? Playoffs?
Howdy, guys. Welcome back to another episode of the program. This is Gridiron Jabroni, episode 17, Josh Allen edition. Per usual, I'm your host, Kevin Duran. Jabroni Kev on Twitter, on the X, Jabroni Kev all over social media, as known. What else was it? What is it called? Kevin Duran, aka Jabroni Kev on social media. This is episode 17 of the program. Thank you guys for tuning in to yet again another episode. On, man, this episode's a lot. It's a lot. We got a lot planned for this episode. The NHL, the NBA, the NFL, college baseball, all that in slate, as well as some housekeeping, which I think I will start with. Starting with some news, some plans for Gridiron Jabroni. And you're probably going to be like, you're already doing this, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm making it official. I'm trying something out. We're trying something out with Gridiron Jabroni. We're going to bi-weekly episodes. I think I want to switch to bi-weekly. Every other week, we'll put an episode, hour long, 45 minutes long, a full episode out. Simply because I'm really just doing current events, covering what's going on. We could switch it to every other week, especially for a 45-minute episode, you know. Long-form content, long media content isn't really working well for me right now. But short form is working great. So, with that being said, switching to every other week, I'm putting out a Gridiron Jabroni episode. Tebow's stretching right in front of me, and it's kind of cute. Sorry. That was adorable, bud. Every other week, we're going to have a Gridiron Jabroni episode. But every week, I will be putting out a mini ranking. I've been wanting to do rankings for a while. I have a lot of ranking ideas. For example, the first episode I have planned for us is going to be my top 10 quarterback busts since 2000. I have that planned for a ranking. A lot of top 10s, a lot of my top 5s. Where we have the WWE, we have the NFL, we have this, you know, all the history. I want to be able to get a little personal, get y'all's opinions, have a little bit more fun, a little bit less factual information, a little bit more, here's what I like, here's my top 10 busts, here's what I think about Mark Sanchez, you know? Stuff like that. So, that is the plan for the podcast as far as Gridiron Jabroni. Every other week, every 2 weeks, a full episode. As far as the mini rankings, I don't know. I don't really have a title for it yet. We're still a work in progress. I want to shoot for 15 to 30 minutes, about 15 minute long content, maybe 30 minutes if we're doing like top 10s and all that. You know, just short term stuff I can make TikToks out of, all that good happenings. But that is the plan for the pod. And I'll talk a little bit more about it at the end of the episode. I'm trying to put out a newsletter. I'm trying to practice on my writing a little bit more. Trying to get more into small things that I can do to interact with a larger audience, you know. Small little things like a weekly newsletter. Something that I can write up in an hour or two every week. So every Friday, I want to be able to put out an email newsletter. It'll have one blog, a rant, a mini blog of some sorts, basically a long rant of something that happened during the week. It'll have four or five picks that I will be putting out for the weekend. It'll have everything I'm interested in for the upcoming weekend as far as games and what to expect. And I have some other things planned out. I think let's check. As far as that, I had riveting content right here, guys. I'm really killing it. Over here, perfect. I have yellow notepads everywhere, like I'm a lawyer. I don't know. Yeah, bi-weekly full podcast episodes, anywhere between an hour and a half, something like that. Rankin minis, 20 to 45 minutes, something along those lines, 15 to 45. We don't really know yet. I want a rant. I want some picks. I want my top 10. So that's what I wanted. That's the thing. If you're going to think, what's the point of the newsletter? It's everything we're going to hear on the pod. You're going to be repeating yourself. Wrong. I have so many rants throughout the week that I want to put out there that I never do. Or I don't have enough time because by the time I do my next episode, the topic's gone. You know, the news cycle. It's a 24-hour news cycle, you know? So there's going to be a rant. There's going to be something that I hold out for the newsletter every week. And that's what we're going to have. Like when OJ died, probably would have wrote about OJ. I'll be completely honest. So we'll have that on there. An entertaining little blog. We're going to do a top 10. So, for example, just a little preview. Let's say the mini will not be out until next week. The first episode. So this weekend, on Friday, well, I will post my top 10 quarterback busts onto the newsletter to preview the mini. So if you're subscribed to the newsletter, you're going to see the ranking before the episode comes out. That's fun. That's a part of it. Weekend previews, again, previewing every game I'm excited for when it comes to the weekend ahead, or what games we're going to, 'cause it's going to be coming out on Friday. So what games are happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Some planned rankings that I have for you guys. I said it before, the top 10 quarterback busts since 2000. That is one I've had written up for like 2 years. It was a blog, and then it was just a ranking. It's been all over the place, but I want to put it into an episode, so I plan on doing that. I also have the top Undertaker WrestleMania wins, the top wrestling belts, in my opinion, my favorite, like my top five belts of all time, ranking the top MLB alternate uniforms of the last 15 years, the top minor league baseball team names, and top rivalries in the WWE of certain decades. Just things like that, little fun rankings I want to start doing. You guys get the vision. I just want to keep y'all updated. Gridiron Jabroni moves to every 2 weeks, something that I can stay more consistent with, and it's an achievable goal, you know? But who cares? Who cares? I'm trying to be more active on TikTok. That's housekeeping. Now, enough with the yapping. Let's get into some sports. Huh? That's what we're here for, right? The Jabronis are here to talk about sports. What are we talking about today? Are we talking about wrestling? No. Are we talking about Damian Priest being champion? No. You want to talk about WrestleMania real quick? Yeah, we'll talk about WrestleMania. Damian Priest cashing in on Drew. Spectacular. I absolutely love that move so much. That was amazing. I get CM Punk still hurt. You set up the Drew-Damian rivalry. You have that Drew-Sheamus rivalry right now. You have CM Punk Drew. Drew right now is a tree, and he has so many like branches of rivalries that he has, you know, options, you know? Drew McIntyre at one point was threatening to leave WWE. There was you know, the idea that he wasn't going to get re-signed, and now he is setting himself up for a year-long reign, basically. I mean, he's setting him, he has so many rivalries, so many little things going on that he has matches set up for the future. You want him to fight Damian, he can do that. You want him to fight CM Punk, he can do that. You want him to fight Sheamus, that's set up. He still has beef with Seth Rollins. I mean, Seth did beat him, or he did beat Seth. I don't know. I don't know if that's squashed, but you get what I'm saying. Drew McIntyre has options. Damian Priest is a new champion. You love to see that. You love to see the young. I mean, I think Damian Priest is older than Drew McIntyre. Can we look that up? I was going to say you love to see the young talent get a push. But Damian Priest is 41. I can't really say you love to see the young talent get a push when Damian Priest is 41 years old. And Drew McIntyre is only 38. Yeah, I'll shut up. So you love to see the newer guy get pushed, I guess. Because you can't say younger guy because Drew is technically the younger one of Damian and Drew. Whatever. Damian won the belt. Hear that iced coffee? Yeah, I drink iced coffee. You got a problem with that? Hot coffee in Texas? Come on. Come on. Come on. Damian Priest is the new champion. Rhea Ripley, hurt. Just when she started getting the momentum, huge WrestleMania win. He's on top of wrestling, to be honest, on top of WWE. If you ask anyone out there who isn't a wrestling fan, who a wrestler, they're probably going to say that goth girl, Rhea Ripley. Yeah, that's what they're going to say. Hurt has to drop the belt. So, you know, let's be creative. You know, when the fans didn't like what was going on with The Rock and Roman, they switched that up. They got creative. With Rhea getting hurt, let's get creative. What are we going to do with this belt? We have so many options. Let's get creative. Wrong. Let's just throw every stinking woman in the hole. Let's throw everyone on the roster in the ring. Have them fight for the belt, battle royal style. You know the most entertaining battle royal that's ever happened? A woman didn't even win it. The last women's battle royal that was entertaining, Santina Marella won it. Women's battle royals aren't, it's just too much going on. I want to see, I don't know, I like the cattiness. I don't know if that's, is that sexist to say? Is that sexist to say? I like the friskiness of a women's match. It's I was talking to somebody who doesn't really watch wrestling. We were talking about this, and they were like, I actually enjoy women's wrestling because it seems less setups. It seems more like tossing each other around. That's true. Like, I think men's wrestling at times, especially like a Ricochet match at sometimes, is more of a gymnast match. I think Dave Meltzer with that Daniel Bryan Will Ospreay match, that was a gymnast match. And don't get me wrong, women's matches can get like that too, but like it's a little bit more believable. When I think of two men out there wrestling, I think of two dogs. When I see a women's match, I kind of think of two cats. Is that sexist? Sue me. Anyway, you do the freaking, I'm going to cuss, I'm sorry. You do the fucking battle royal and you have options. You have options. Becky Lynch ends up winning it. Liv Morgan is obviously the one that the fans are pushing for the most. But somehow Becky Lynch ends up winning it. Like, it's not creative. There's no creative idea in there whatsoever. You could have given it to Nia Jax. You could have given it to Nia Jax. I think Nia Jax was a good option. Especially if you really want to piss off the fans. Just to get some engagement. Sometimes you got to piss off the fans to get some engagement. I think that's what they should have done. If you ask me, look, who am I? I'm just a jabroni. It's in the name, Jabroni Kev. I'm just a jabroni. But if you ask me, I would have given Nia Jax that win, have her absolutely dominate in the Battle Royal. Absolutely dominate. Maybe give Liv Morgan a shot at the belt. She loses. You're pissing off the fans. And then eventually, whoever gets the next big heat, whoever that young talent is. Look, I love Liv Morgan. Revenge tour. I'm here for it. She's probably going to end up champion soon. But I didn't want to see it as a Liv Morgan-Becky Lynch match, which you know is going to be a great match. And that it's a double-sided sword because I know that's going to be a great match. But that's not what I wanted to really see. I would have rather seen, I don't know. I don't really like Nia Jax either. How is Nia Jax going to go from playing for South Carolina to wrestling in a battle royal? Sorry, that's fucked up. I don't like Nia Jax. I'll just be honest, I don't. But I don't know. I think we're just kind of tired of seeing Becky Lynch. Can we talk about the tag belts since we're on wrestling? Can I be real? I'm looking at my notes right now, and I think I said at the beginning of the episode, the only thing I had as far as wrestling news was Carmelo Hayes and Bron Breakker moving up to the main roster. They had their final matches at NXT like 2 weeks ago, and Roman Reigns is becoming a movie star. That's the only notes I had, and now we're pretty heavy in, and I'm still talking about wrestling. Anyway, let's talk about the tag belts. Ass. The Raw tag belts, get creative here, you dumbasses. I'm tired of the WWE logo right in the middle. It just, I'm not a fan. The world champ, the ones that look like the old school belts, those are badass. I think they're the SmackDown belts, right? Those are badass. I like those. Those look like some belts, you know? I'm a fan of those. I like the old school look. What did they change the belt that Cody Rhodes has? It's like the WWE Undisputed Champion now. I think it went back to that name. Cody Rhodes is no longer the Universal Galactic United States North American World Heavyweight WWE Champion. He's just the Undisputed Champion, which is cool. Now let's drop the Undisputed. Let's go back to World Heavyweight and WWE. There's no need for all these Universal Roman Galactic Champions. Roman Reigns on hiatus. I just said that. He's a movie star. What else is there? Is that it for wrestling talk? Seth Rollins is hurt, like majorly hurt. I think he just had surgery recently. He should be fine though. He'll be out for like probably what, 6 or 7 months maybe, for most of the year. He'll be back at the end of the year. That's WWE talk presented by nobody yet, but that's it. Yeah. Let's buckle in. Cause I have a sheet here. I got the NHL playoffs. I have the NBA play-in that I want to talk about before we talk about the NBA playoffs. Let's start with the play-in. First off, the Lakers beat New Orleans. Zion exited the game with an injury, but he dropped 40. It's a damn shame. It's a damn shame we couldn't see Zion in the playoffs right now. LeBron put up 23 and AD put up 20 in their first game. The Kings ended up eliminating Golden State. Ended up whooping Golden State. Can we just say that? That made me question Chris Paul. Also, the Kings end up getting eliminated too, so it doesn't really matter. But I'm a dumbass. the Thunder are literally in the play, or the Pelicans are playing the Thunder. I haven't watched that series because the Thunder are just badass. Whatever. All right, I'm a dumbass. I'm a jabroni. I told y'all. Y'all want to know? All right, let's talk NBA. All right, I look like a dumbass because I said the Pelicans weren't in the playoffs. Let's talk NBA. You really want to talk NBA? Let's talk NBA. This is what I've been betting on recently. I have lost so much money. Not so much money. I have lost. The Sixers have cost me more than I'm proud of. Joel comes in first game. He's already limping. He's already leaving the court. He came back, finished the game, whatever. What are we doing? Game one. What are we doing? The Knicks are good. Don't get me wrong. The Knicks are good. But game two, the Sixers had it. Should have been the Sixers. Game two should have been Philadelphia's. Tobias Harris only put up 10 points. Joel Embiid with 34. 34 points game two. Tyrese Maxey putting up 35. Joel can't carry the whole team, though. Game one, Joel only put up 29. Maxey putting up 33. Tyrese Maxey is consistently showing up. Tobias Harris needs to show up. Joel, he's there, but come on now. Man's hurt. The man cannot go finals deep. I wanted the Knicks. Also, did y'all see the announcer? Let me see if I can pull that up real quick. The announcer being like, this is what happened. It was like 2 minutes of the game left. And the announcer was like, you need to steal one before. And then the Sixers were up. And then he was like, you need to steal one when you're on the road. And they did just that. Hold on. Let me find it. All right. This one right here.
Reminded of what Nick Nurse said in the pregame presser. Despite what happened in the first game, if they come away with a W today, it is a successful road trip.
Yep.
You've done what you've set out to do. You'd love to, but the goal is not having home court advantage, to get the home court advantage.
There's still 47 seconds left in this game.
Job done. Let's head down to
47 seconds left in the game. 101-96. Sixers are up. Right here. He said that with 42 seconds left in the game, the Knicks would end up winning at 104-101. And, I mean, called it too early, I guess, you know. I mean, there's no I guess about it. He did. He called it too early. But come on, man. Like, you got to clutch the moments like that. So, yeah, that's why I haven't been watching the god dang Thunder Pelican series, because the Thunder, the number one team. I don't give two rats ass about Zion. I'm right here stressing because Joel Embiid, Mr. MVP, but can't even play a full season. Mr. MVP but can't even play the required minimum games to be MVP. LeBron, I can't stand the Lakers crying. They're down 0-2 right now in the series. The Nuggets are just 99-101. All right, game two was close. Anthony Davis put up 32. That game was a close one. The Nuggets would end up pulling away, I think, with a last-second shot, 101-99. But the way, I don't know, they were complaining about Jamal Murray, the game winner. Jamal Murray hit the game winner. It was nice. But the way AD stormed off the field, did anyone see that? Or not the field, but the presser. I just stopped crying. I don't know, man. I just don't like poor sportsmanship. Like, especially when you, like, are...
What happened in that last play? Jamal Murray made a shot.
That was such a funny meme. That's literally what happened in the last play. Jamal Murray made a shot. Throws the mic, gets up, leaves. Can I say it? Am I allowed to say it? Chat. No, not that. Can I call him? Can I call him a bitch? Can I say he's acting like a bitch? That's offensive. He's an irreal athlete. Blah, 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 blah. He's an athlete. He's acting like a bitch. I get it. You lost. He hit the shot. I mean, yeah, he technically didn't lie, but you're kind of acting like a bitch. The way LeBron complained about the refs, it happens. I mean, the amount of times LeBron has had calls in his favor, and we're crying about the refs right now?
I don't understand what the... I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D-Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the fuck do we have a replay center if it's going to go... It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me.
I just don't like the way that they're carrying themselves after going... The series isn't over. By all means, you still have to go back to L.A. But the way that they're carrying themselves here, and I get that's not even he wasn't even talking about the Lakers game. Whatever. I don't care. Justice for LeBron. Shut up. The man doesn't take a responsibility for a loss. LeBron is 0-10 in his last 10 playoff games. 0-10. Not my GOAT. Not my LeBuki. Not my Michael Jordan. Not my GOAT. So, yeah, that's why I haven't been watching the damn Thunder. All right? And that's why I thought the Pelicans... that long-ass rant. That's why I thought the Pelicans got eliminated. Because I've been worried about the Sixers and the Nuggets. Any other series I've been watching? I don't even want to talk about the Timberwolves. Oh, real quick. Chris Paul, don't ever put that man in the Hall of Fame conversation. Ever. 19 years, no ring. I don't give a hoot. That man is the Tony Romo. That man is the Tony Romo of the NBA. Not moving on. Let's get into it. Let's talk about Chris Paul real quick. CP3, 19 seasons, no rings. One finals appearance in 2021 with the Suns. Couldn't clutch it. Lost to the Bucks. CP3 said in the finals, he was addicted to playing in the finals, but this man is cured of his addiction. AA. Rehab, whatever you want to call it, whatever you call Golden State, they need some rehab in Golden State. I don't know if you've seen what's going on down there. But whatever it is, 12-time All-Star, like 12-time All-Star appearances. 12 All-Star appearances. He's a 12-time All-Star, goddammit. And he's one finals appearance, no wins. He's a 2005-2006 Rookie of the Year for the Hornets. And I don't want to ever see this man in the... He'll probably eventually be in the finals. But hypothetically, I don't want to see it for the next 15 years. You better not put this man in the finals. Don't put him in the finals conversation. I don't want to hear it. I don't hear 19 years, the longevity. Shut up, bro. Shut. This man was playing off the bench this season. The man did nothing in Houston. The man did nothing, really, with the Clippers. The man rode the coattail. I mean, he did put a lot of... He was a big part of the Suns in 2021. And they are kind of missing it right now. If you're looking at the Timberwolves, the Suns Timberwolves series right now, you can tell the Suns are missing him. Regardless. One appearance in the finals. Get this man out of the conversation. I don't want to ever see this man near the finals conversation. Or near the Hall of Fame conversation. I don't want to see this man near the Hall of Fame conversation ever. That's that. Suns, Timberwolves. Timberwolves are absolutely dogging the Suns. Devin Booker and his toupee-wearing ass. Has anyone seen that? 20 points last night against the Timberwolves. ass. Sorry, that's not my bit. That's not my joke. Trash. I can't say ass. That's not my bit. 20 points game two against the Timberwolves. Game one, Devin Booker put up a whopping 18 points against the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves are the defensively shutting down. I had the over last night. It was like 212. They did not. It was 105-93. The Timberwolves look phenomenal. Jaden McDaniels put up 25 points last night for the T-Wolves. Kevin Durant only had 18 points, which is probably a big reason why they lost. Bro, game one, the Suns, it was Kevin Durant versus the Timberwolves. Kevin Durant carried that team game one. I'm looking for the box score. I watched it game one. Ass whooping. KD put up 31 points. Anthony Edwards put up 33. Anthony Edwards is on fire, man. I think the T-Wolves could sweep him. I could see a sweep happening, but I don't think KD goes down getting swept. I like KD enough. I like Kevin Durant enough that I think he can at least pull one off in Phoenix. But, bro, they're dogging him. They're dogging him. This is, what, second time in a row? They won by over 10 points. It was 103-94 there. Or they won by damn near 20. They won by 25 game one. Won by 12 game two. Is that not insane? Dogging them, man. The Mavericks, Clippers tied up 1-1. Luka put up 32. Harden only put up 22 as the Mavericks get a 96-93 win. Steals one in L.A. Honestly, I think L.A., the only reason L.A. won game one, I'll say it, Harden actually showed up. No one was expecting that. Playoff Harden is usually ass Harden. Harden, come back to Houston, bro. What are you doing? I mean, I hate him. But come back to Houston, man. What are we doing here? I remember game one, it was 109-97. The Clippers ended up winning that one. I just remember seeing him put up 28. Sorry. Yeah, he put up 28 points game one. Luka put up 33. I haven't really been kidding up with the Clippers this much. I just know the Mavericks are good. Kyrie had 23 points. Luka had 32. And then for the Clippers, of course, James Harden with 22, Paul George with 22, Kawhi with only 15. I know was he questionable for this game? He's still playing a little hurt. You got PJ Tucker out right now for them. I think the Clippers, in all seriousness, they need to steal one. They need to steal one in Dallas to keep it going. Will they? Who knows? Do I want to talk about the other games while I'm here? I'll breeze through them real quick. We talked about the Suns Timberwolves. I think Timberwolves will end up pulling that one off. I think the Cavs win it in four. I want the Sixers to win in seven, but I think the Knicks will probably end up winning in five. I think the Nuggets win in four. I think the Bucks will win in six, maybe seven. Yeah, that's all of them. Give me the Thunder in four. Moving on to the NHL. I think the series is tied 1-1 for most of these games. The Rangers are up. Rangers Capitals. Honestly, don't know how the Capitals, making it to playoffs. I think by, technicality, barely squeezing it in, the Capitals stole the last spot. But they are down 0-2 against the Rangers. The Rangers have been dominating the Capitals. That's the series I've been watching. Game one was just an ass whooping. Game two, the Capitals started off really hot, but ended up not doing shit. The Avalanche and Jets are tied 1-1. Now, the Jets stole game one. I'll give them that. They stole game one. Fuck the Jets. Nathan MacKinnon. The Avalanche scored 4 points in the second period. Nathan MacKinnon has not done much these playoffs, but it's still early. It was 6-7 game one. They ended up losing by a goal game one. And then, like I said, game two, 5-2. Predators stole one against the Canucks. I think that series is tied 1-1 right now, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that one's tied 1-1. I had the Predators winning in six. This is hella jabroni talk. This is a Texan talking about hockey with you guys. The Lightning and Panthers. The Panthers won in overtime. I think the Panthers are up 2-0 now right now. Yeah, Panthers are up 2-0. I think the Panthers are going to end up sweeping it. I was like, the Hurricanes could end up sweeping the Islanders. That's a game I've been watching a lot. The Bruins got snubbed game two. The Bruins should have won game two. They should be up 2-0. That's a 1-1 series. The Golden Knights beating the Stars 4-3 in game one. The Stars had the potential to win the whole thing, and that pisses me the hell off. So I want the Golden Knights to end up winning this one in like six. Kings and Oilers, I think the Oilers will end up winning in like five or six. And that's hockey talk. I could give two shits. I mean, it's not that I don't care. It's just you don't want to hear me talk about hockey, bro. I promise you don't want to hear that. Kevin, give us your picks. Sure. Vegas in six. I got Colorado in six. I have Nashville in seven. I have LA in, or I'm sorry, I have the Oilers in four. I have Florida in four. I have Boston in six. I have the Rangers, New York Rangers, in four, maybe five, and then Carolina in four. That's NHL talk with Kev. Okay, and I think we're about reaching the end of the episode. Let's see what else we have. Angel Hernandez, MLB umpire, ass. Somebody get this man off the fucking field. The NFL uniform policy. Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about Denver looking like UTSA. The Denver Roadrunners revealing their new uniforms. Very interesting choice. Whatever happened to some good old jerseys? Why are we going so bold? A very bold, think of Chicago Bears orange jersey. Yeah, that's one of their jerseys. Think UTSA navy blue. That's one of their jerseys. And then, honestly, I don't hate their white jerseys. Their white jerseys, pretty fucking clean. Not a fan. I'm not a fan of that orange one, only because it looks like the Bears. And then somebody pointed out that the blue one looks like UTSA. That's all I can think of. The Mile High Collection is what they call it. The fake perforated numbers kind of pisses me off. I don't know if that's fake or not, but I just don't like the way they look. They look like they're fake perforated. Not a big fan of the white helmet either. Not a big fan of that. But who am I to talk? Oh, before we even talk about the Texans, look at the Lions' new uniforms. The Lions unveiled some sick-ass all-black unis and then a new helmet. The new helmet is a blue helmet. Is that a black logo? It looks like a blue helmet, black logo with a black stripe down the middle. All-black unis with the blue words, white outline. Honestly, pretty freaking sick. Those I don't mind. Their new blue jerseys are very bold blue and a very bold silver. I'm cool with that, and their white jerseys don't look that much different. The Jets with a shiny green helmet, all white jerseys. Their jerseys just kind of look shinier. Not a lot has changed. But Houston. Let's talk about the Texans. The Texans have arguably the biggest change. Keeping the traditional blue helmets. Not much change there. Although, the blue looks like it's darker. In my opinion, and I could be tripping, especially on these road jerseys, do these not look like black, red, and white? Like, that blue looks almost too dark. Compared to the home jerseys, which are going to be that navy blue, white, navy blue jersey, white helmet. The helmet looks blue, but when you look at the white helmet or the white jerseys, the helmets on the pictures, the helmets look almost black. And then we go over to the Battle Reds. Now, those bad boys. All red. Again, the numbers look almost black. Not a big fan of the fonts, the font choice we got here. The horn on the side, not a big fan of that either. But I like the all red. The H, alternate H-Town uniforms, not a big fan of the H. Maybe it'll grow on me. I love the blue outline Texan logo. That hoe is sick. That is a sick logo. The blue outline over the red is also a good look. Not a big fan of the blue on blue, though. But I'm no interior designer. I'm no designer. I don't know. New uniform policy. I think each team gets three helmets now. I think three helmets. Yeah, three helmets, four uniforms. Yeah, that's that. We're 40 minutes in. I'm literally out of notes. Taylor Swift's new album. Ass. I don't know why we're talking about that. Leonardo DiCaprio to play Frank Sinatra in a movie. Why? NFL draft less than a week away. Oh, let's wrap it up with some draft talk. What am I doing? Am I stupid? We went 40 minutes in. We didn't talk about the draft? Guys, let me get a drink of this drink. And let me lock in because I got some. Fuck Caleb Williams. Sorry, that was a little aggressive. I'm not a fan of Caleb Williams. I'm just going to say it. Who do I like coming out of this? But let's look at the quarterbacks coming out of this draft. The draft on Thursday in Detroit. Let's look up quarterback prospects in the NFL draft. And we all know 1-1 is Caleb Williams. I think without a doubt, everyone knows that for sure. Unless somebody trades up, which it doesn't really look like it, 1-1 is going to Caleb Williams. Now 1-2, I think that goes to, who gets 1-2? I don't even know the draft order that well. Let's check. So 1-1 is the Bears, Caleb Williams. 1-2 is the, it's the Commanders. I knew that. So it goes Bears, Commanders, Patriots, Cardinals, Chargers, Giants, Titans, Falcons, Bears again, Jets, Vikings, who I heard might trade up. But the Bears, 1-1 Caleb Williams. 1-2, good question. 1-2, good question. My opinion, probably Jaden Daniels. Heisman winner, somehow not 1-1. Can I be honest? I'm not sure. Can somebody explain to me why Caleb Williams is getting so much hype? Like, he's great, but Jane Daniels spent like 16 years in the college. Jane Daniels is literally as old as Tom Brady. The man's a vet. I would take him. I think, in my humblest opinion, Jaden Daniels will be a more successful quarterback than Caleb Williams. Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams both remind me of different types of Justin Fields. Jaden Daniels has the running ability of Justin Fields with a little bit of a better arm. I think Caleb Williams has less of the run ability, but the arm and the vision and the field control of Justin Fields. However, Jaden Daniels is also 55 years old. No, Jaden Daniels is also like 32 years old. Caleb Williams reminds me a little bit too much of Kyler Murray. Caleb Williams came out of the Pac-12. And Caleb Williams did what Jaden Daniels didn't do. Or did the opposite of Jaden Daniels. Caleb Williams stayed in the Pac-12 while Jaden Daniels left the Pac-12 for a harder conference. Jaden Daniels left the Pac-12 for a harder conference. I don't think you're hearing me. Caleb Williams stayed in the Pac-12 to play a Pac-12 competition while Jaden Daniels left the Pac-12 to a harder conference, got a starting position, and put up some numbers and won a Heisman. And you're trying to sell me Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels? Make that make sense. Make that make sense. Commanders are getting the better pick here. At number three, I've been seeing a lot of Vikings. Vikings are going to trade up. For what? I don't think you have to. I think you give Drake May to the Patriots. And you know what? I think you give... Who do people have Marvin Harrison going for? I think some people have Marvin Harrison going for. I think you give Marvin Harrison to the people. You give him to the Cardinals. You say, fine, take him. I don't want him. I think if you're the Vikings, you're in a perfect spot. I think Marvin Harrison goes for. An offensive lineman maybe goes to, honestly, you want to hear me out here? Let's go crazy. I think Marvin Harrison goes four. I think the Chargers trade. I don't know how that would work. I think the Chargers could. I don't know. I think the Chargers could trade their position maybe. I think the Chargers get two first-round picks for a Viking spot maybe. The Chargers spot interests me. That's the point I'm trying to get here. The Chargers interest me. I think... I think there's still a good receiver on the board. I just don't know. I don't know. There's a lot of tackles this year. After the top five, let's talk quarterbacks here. If you're the Vikings, who are you going for? JJ McCarthy? Michael Penix? Do you trade up for Drake May? I don't think you trade up for Jaden Daniels. I think if you're the Vikings, you want a safe pick. I think Jaden Daniels, and I know I just talked about that and I hyped him up. I think you still got to mold him, just like Justin Fields. Justin Fields isn't awful, but you got to mold him. I think you got to do the same thing with Jaden. I think Marvin Harrison is the for sure number one receiver. I'm looking at these mock drafts. Malik Nabers coming out of LSU. I don't see that happening. I see the Vikings, because there's also rumors that the Chargers could get a quarterback. Trade Justin Herbert, get a new quarterback, put a new quarterback under Justin Herbert, see which one that performs. I can see that happening. I fully believe that JJ McCarthy goes to the Vikings. Now, how is that happening? Are they trading up for him, or is he staying, or are they waiting till he drops to
to like 8 or 9 or 10, wherever he's coming from, or 11. I'm sorry, he's at 11. Do they wait till he drops to 11? And if you're the Chargers, if you're giving them that spot, who are you going for? The Chargers are going for Rome. I think they're going for a quarterback. If you're not going for a quarterback, you're going for a receiver. Okay, if you're Chargers, all right, you're going to keep Justin Herbert. Then what? Then you go for that guy from Washington. You get Rome out of Washington. And if you don't do that, you address your offensive line. That's the three options, I think, if you're the Chargers. You address the offensive line, you get the number one receiver on the board, or you make a crazy trade and rebuild with Harbaugh. I think those are three options. And J.J. McCarthy going to the Chargers, I could see it. I could see them drafting J.J. McCarthy and then trading Justin Herbert to the Vikings and then taking that 11 spot too. Imagine that. And then you get your receiver at 11. I could see it. And then the Vikings get a quarterback, a veteran quarterback. Everyone's happy. Defensive-wise, I think Kool-Aid McKinstry is a big name coming out of the defense. A lot of Alabama talent. A lot of SEC talent. Not a lot of big defensive names in the first round. The first round looks very offensive-heavy as far as mock drafts and what everyone is seeing. Kool-Aid McKinstry coming out of Alabama, I just said that, from Alabama. Nate Wiggins coming out of Clemson, another quarterback that you can keep an eye out on. Other big names as far as defense, think of some defensive tackles. Who's that guy from Texas? We're back. Byron Murphy, yeah. He could be a big name coming out of, as far as defense. Dallas Turner from Alabama. Again, a lot of Alabama talent, a lot of SEC talent. Brock Bowers, the tight end from Georgia. Don't really know how he's going to shape out, but he will definitely be a first-round pick. I said Malik Nabers. I cannot pronounce the guy, but the offensive tackle from Penn State and the offensive tackle from Washington, I believe. Those guys are going to be badass. Leitu Liatu. Coming out of UCLA, he's going to be a badass. Torrey Fontenot, I can't pronounce it. The guy from Washington, badass. That's my mock draft talk. What? You want some of my bus and my... My crazy prediction, here's some clickbait for you. My prediction for the first round, I think the Chargers will draft a quarterback and trade away Justin Herbert for at least one more pick in the first round on Thursday. I think the Chargers will get J.J. McCarthy, trade Justin Herbert, and whoever gets Justin, it's a win-win. That's what's happening on Thursday. Some busts that I think are going to be coming out of the draft, especially in the first round. Caleb Williams. Also coming out of the first round that I think will be a bust this weekend. Caleb Williams. And then finally, this guy, I'm not sure if he's going to bust or not. Pause. Finally, this guy, I'm not sure if he's going to be a bust in the draft in the NFL or not, but my expertise and my analysis say that he is not as good as everyone is hyping him to be, and we're only hyping him up because we are scared to be accused of being homophobic, and that is quarterback from USC, Caleb Williams. That's all I have, though, guys. That's the draft. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Detroit, lock your cars. Hide your belongings. We're in Detroit for the draft, baby. That's everything, guys. Again, the newsletter, I'm going to be posting it. The link will be in the bio of this episode. Click on the link in the bio. Subscribe to the newsletter. Every Friday, it'll come out. I believe we finalize the name on it. the other day. So before we wrap this episode, I will give you the final name for it. Shout out to the company I'm using to help me write the newsletter. I'm not going to tell you the name. The newsletter, I believe, is the Jabroni Tribune. It's a cute little name. Cute little name. Something slight. So first episode of the Tribune will be out on Friday. Please subscribe to that. It's free. Completely free. It's literally just a small little email in your notifications. It's free, bro. Why would you not? It's fun. I'm giving you 5 bets to win money on. You can win money. Free money. It's a free newsletter. It's a free blog. Don't know why you wouldn't want to do it. Share this with your friends. I'm on TikTok at Jabroni Kev. I'm on Instagram at Jabroni Kev. I'm on X/Twitter, whatever you want to call it. Guess you won't believe what the handle is. At Jabroni Kev. Do you want to be on the show? Email me your takes at JabroniKev at gmail.com at JABRONIKEV at gmail.com. I want you to be on the show. You want to be on the show. So send me your takes. I will read them to you at JabroniKev at gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. Share this with your friends. I appreciate the love. Episode 17 is a wrap. Happy draft week. Happy playoffs. Make some money. I appreciate y'all. I will see y'all next time.
Kidding me? Playoffs? I just hope we can win a game.